And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of December, 2011. The Bill of Rights was adopted 220 years ago on this date, 1791. 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, following the precedent set by the Magna Carta back in 1215 and the English Bill of Rights of 1689, which ensured the rights of citizens against the power of the Crown. A prime mover of the Bill of Rights was George Mason, who was a follower of the philosopher John Locke, who argued that government should exist for the protection of individual property and that all people were equal in the state of nature. Mason did not approve of the Constitution as it was written because it offered no protection to individual rights. And to placate him and others, James Madison wrote a Bill of Rights, which guarantees, among other things, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom from unreasonable searches and seizures, and the right to a fair trial. It's the birthday of the playwright Maxwell Anderson, born in Atlantic, Pennsylvania, 1888, son of an itinerant Baptist preacher. The family traveled across the Midwest. Anderson went to college in North Dakota, started his career as a high school teacher there. He was fired for his pacifist views, became a journalist in San Francisco and later in New York. He wrote a play in verse set on the North Dakota prairie, which closed after just 12 performances. And then he had some success with What Price Glory, 1924, and his Tudor plays, Elizabeth the Queen, Mary of Scotland, Anne of the Thousand Days. It's the birthday of Edna O'Brien, born County Clare, Ireland, 1930, who became a pharmacist in Dublin. She married, she moved to London, and there, when she was just 24, she went to a lecture on Ernest Hemingway, and she heard the first paragraph of A Farewell to Arms, which inspired her to try to write. It was uncluttered, precise, true prose, and she never forgot it. Her first novel, The Country Girls, took her 3 weeks to write. It was published in 1960, promptly burned by her parish priest with her mother's blessing. The book, its two sequels, six of her other books, all banned in Ireland. She published a collection of short stories this year called Saints and Sinners. And it was on this date, 1939, the movie Gone with the Wind opened in Atlanta, Georgia. After 3 days of parades and costume balls and receptions, it was a state holiday. Jimmy Carter remembered it as the biggest event to happen in the South in his lifetime. The cast went to the premiere, except for the black performers who were prevented by Georgia's Jim Crow laws from sitting next to their white co-stars. Here's a poem for today by Kirsten Dierking, Shoveling Snow. If day after day I was caught inside this muffle and hush, I would notice how birches move with a lovely hum of spirits, how falling snow is a privacy, warm as the space for sleeping, how radiant snow is a dream, like leaving behind the body and rising into that luminous place where sometimes you meet the people you've lost, how silver branches scrawl their names in tangled script against the white, how the curves and cheekbones of all my loved ones appear in the polished marble of drifts. Shoveling Snow by Kirsten Dierking from Northern Oracle, published by Spout Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.